Daycare in Western Sydney came under fire recently for hosting pride lessons for toddlers. And just in case you were wondering whether this was just a case of a few rogue educators or where exactly this is all coming from, I've got the answer for you today. What I'm about to show you came straight from the Early Childhood Australia National Conference, which was held in 2022. It was a seminar delivered by this lady here, Mix Sam Newbury. And the title of the seminar was called Playing with Pronouns. Let's watch.
So let's get into it. Some examples of practice from birth to 5 years and up. Each set of ideas can be built upon, expanded, and looked into deeper as children move throughout the service. This is not a kinder-only curriculum. This starts with concepts that are embedded in the birth to two-year-old space. In our 0 to 2 room, the focus is on reducing stereotypes and binary thinking from their environments, languages, language and resources as much as possible. With their language, the room team undertook a self-assessment game where every Tuesday they tallied how many gendered words they'd said that day. This included when they used the gendered pronouns for inanimate objects, use the words guys or ladies, or use unnecessarily gendered compliments for children. It was an eye-opening experience, and it created a space for that team to make mistakes, have accountability, and push themselves to reduce that gendered language. In this space, we use gender-expansive books a lot. There are many books that are suitable for 0 to 2, and they support a great introduction into gender diversity.
Babies.
And when we use other books, like the very well-loved Hungry Caterpillar, think about introducing the caterpillar with a different pronoun each time. You don't need to make a fuss of it or point it out, but by switching up our pronouns from he, him of the text, it helps us to stay flexible. It's the concept that you can choose the words to describe you and that they can change. Ensuring we are playing with pronouns this way also helps us to expose children to the idea that we can't just guess a person or a caterpillar's pronouns by looking at them. Another common experience in their 0 to 2 is interactions with older children. Often, one of the questions that they ask is, is she a boy or a girl? This gives us the chance to model a phrase that supports children's agency and identity. I often use something like, the doctor guessed they are a boy, and when they grow up, they can tell us if it's true. In this age group, it's all about visiting and revisiting and revisiting again. Using language that supports the inclusion of people of all genders and supports children to understand concepts like pronouns and gender and sex assigned at birth. It's hard to be matter-of-fact and affirming when we are secretly embarrassed by saying the words penis or vulva, or if we're not fully comfortable with the difference between sex at birth, gender, and pronouns. I had a 2.5-year-old sitting proudly on the toilet, and she stated, I'm a girl and I have a vagina, and you're a girl so you have one too. It's a great example of the fact that already, at 2.5, children have learned that you can be classified into a gender by what genitals someone else guesses you might have. My response in that situation was that some people with vulvas and vaginas are girls. Some of them are. We know this group can interact with those big topics, but there was no need for me to go deeper into this response. It was clear, inclusive, and correct. I wonder what conversations you can imagine that could be prompted around baby dolls, or excursions, or in the bathroom during toilet learning times. The educators I work with now know that when the book says boys and girls, they just add non-binary onto the end automatically. Please reflect on the fact that you do have queer children that you are currently working with, and that we need to be programming for them.
Yikes! These are the educators that are educating educators on how to educate your tiny little baby children. Maybe consider homeschooling.